Okay guys, as promised, this is part two of our 100th episode Q&A session. If you haven't listened to the previous episode, I do think you should go and listen to that. We asked for questions for our 100th episode, but Leah and I hadn't realised that we'd been talking for over half an hour and we didn't want the episode to go on for too long, but we also didn't want to cut out any of your questions. So this is part two to our 100th episode Q&A. Thanks again, everybody, for sending in your questions. We had a lot of fun answering them. So yeah, part two. Enjoy.
So the next question is from Bassett Found, and they're asking, what's your favourite food? I don't think I have like a particular favorite food. I think it depends if I'm going out. I think it depends like what restaurant I'm going to. If I'm going to like an Italian, it'll probably be like some sort of seafood linguine or something like that. Whereas if I go to like a pub, I'll probably get something like sausage and mash. Like it really does depend on sort of where I am.
Yeah.
I just pick like a main. I really don't know. Any sort of potato, I think I love potato.
Yeah, I like that with seafood. Like seafood is, so I'm a pescatarian, so I don't eat red meat, but that's mainly because it doesn't agree with me. Like it makes me sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't really eat red meat because it just makes me throw up. Trigger warning. So I'm a pescatarian, and I really love I love seafood. I think seafood is my favorite food. I just love mussels and I haven't eaten today yet, so I'm just hungry.
I'm really hungry as well. I've not eaten anything either. I think like the perfect vision for me is being on holiday on the beach with some fried calamari and I could be there right now.
Oh my god, me too. I need somewhere warm with some sort of seafood,
especially on holiday because it's fresh and it's just it's just so nice.
I do love I think my favorite kind of food, I really love like tapas because I love mini things of food and like picky bits.
Yeah,
so, like seafood tapas, I think that might be my favorite food. Before red meat made me poorly, I used to really like steak, to be fair, but I can't eat anything.
Yeah, I don't think I'm not even a massive, like, if I was to go to a restaurant, I don't think I never gravitate towards the steak. It's not, red meat to me really isn't a main thing either.
No, I think seafood, I think we agree, seafood's great.
Yeah, I love a bit of seafood.
Okay, we actually have a question here. I've forgotten who's asked it. This is on YouTube, actually. Someone, I included this one. So it says, my dog has stopped using pee pads after we've moved house. Can you please help? Do you have any insight on this one?
My dog has stopped using pee pads after we moved house. It's a tricky one because I guess it's just because it's a new surrounding. Like it won't be because the dog's forgotten how to do it, or just be because they might be a bit stressed because of the move and things like that. That they're just sort of trying to test the luck a little bit. I'd say that just watch your dog's behaviour. So watch where they are, where they go into the toilet, and maybe. That maybe it's like a consistent place, maybe put some pads there and see if they go there, or like just watch out for whenever your dog looks like they're about to go to the toilet, try and just retrain that behavior, because it might just because it's a new environment, it's a new place they've got to go to the door to sort of tell you that they need to go to the toilet. So I'd just say that maybe just have a look at retraining that behavior, because you can retrain any dog, any trick, so maybe have a go at doing that and see how you get with it.
I think Leah's basically said what I would suggest as well, because like, you know, with a new house, it's like, and dogs do like sort of find familiarity with their own smells and things, so the house won't smell like them yet, so they won't probably won't be a place that's particularly safe for them to go and use the pee pads kind of thing. Like they might not feel like it's where they want to go. I think they elaborated on the question. They said that they only go outside. But when they're overnight and stuff, they do sort of pee elsewhere but not on the pads, so maybe take the pads out to where he pees outside and it might sort of become more familiar and you might associate that with going for a wee. And then you move him back inside, hopefully he'll associate with that, so good luck with that.
It is a tricky one, isn't it, with that sort of thing. So the next Sorry, so the next one is from Mitzi Bitsy, and they ask, what's the most expensive thing of yours has a dog destroyed?
God. My old
Oh,
couch.
really? Like completely?
Like, well, most of it. She was rescue and she had some emotional troubles when we first got her, and she completely destroyed a couch. Oh gosh,
My
yeah.
God.
I think that's the most expensive thing. My cat has destroyed a very expensive ring light. She pushed it over.
Ah, really,
I only just got it
jeez.
as well. Like, literally just bought it. It was very expensive. I'd saved up money for it. And then she goes and knocks it over and completely trashes it.
Oh gosh. I'm trying to think I can really think of anything that Milo's. We don't really have that many expensive things, really. And he's not a disruptive dog. Obviously, you've met Milo before, you know, he's like,
Oh, he's so cool.
he wouldn't really do anything. He's not disruptive at all. Probably maybe like a pair of shoes, maybe, but that was when he was really, really young. Whereas obviously Milo's about to turn 12, I think.
Oh my gosh.
Milo's birthday on the 6th of February, so coming up. No, I can't think of anything. Probably, yeah, just a pair of shoes at some point. But like I said, he's not a disruptive dog in the slightest. It's just not in his nature to want to tear anything up. Obviously, he's got his toys and he will go and rip them up to shreds. He pulls the heads off his toys and everything like that. But I think he knows the difference between our stuff and his stuff. To be fair, he has. My mum had like a teddy from like that she'd had a year, you know, just like sentimental things like that. So it's not expensive, but it's expensive in like the memories that she had with it. And I think at one point he did think that was his toy. So we kind of wrecked that a little bit, but nothing like of monetary value, I think he's ruined.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. That's not good.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is from Nudge. Would you ever get a pet tattoo? Yes, I would.
Have you got a pet tattoo or are you thinking about getting one?
I'm thinking of getting one. I am actually talking to an artist friend of mine because I really like his style. I do want to get a rags tattoo just because I've had her for such a long time and she's so important to me. And she is
Yeah.
sort of in the twilight years of her life now. She's getting old and she's slowing down, you know. And I would like to get one to commemorate her. But I think, yeah, I think so. But only her, though. I don't think there's any other pet I would. Like, I wouldn't get like a chicken tattoo or something, I don't think.
Can you imagine?
I don't think I'd get a chicken tattoo. What about you?
Think I would. I've got three tattoos now, and all of them sort of have some sort of meaning behind them. They're only small, so I probably would get another one to remember the pets by. Probably. I've never really thought about it, to be honest. I think my mum would because my mum and Milo are really, really close. I think she would, especially the fact that he's like 12 now, so he has been around for a long time, and hopefully a long time. But yeah, I probably would. I love like sentimental tattoos. I don't like when people just go and get a random tattoo. Just yeah, if it's got to mean, even if it's it means the slightest thing, or it's got to mean something.
I didn't know you had tattoos, actually. Never thought about you having tattoos, didn't I?
Really? Yeah, no, I've only got three little ones. So nothing too crazy. I literally got one topped up. Was it yesterday or the day before? Because it started to fade.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I've my whole of my bottom right leg is completely covered.
Really, like a bit like a sleeve, but on your leg.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's on the below the knee. It's all completely covered, but I want the entire leg covering, the entire right leg. I want that completely doing. And that's got that all the way, and I've got a really big one on my back as well that goes right up my spine. Oh, don't do
Was it
that.
painful?
Oh my God, don't bother doing that. It's awful.
Really, I think the most this just probably shows how small the tattoos are. I think the most I've been sat down is probably about 20 minutes, 25 minutes for my tattoo. Yeah, so nothing.
I'd love to see them. I bet they're all cute and lovely.
Yeah,
I
not too bad.
almost don't want to tell you how long I've sat for. The longest I've sat for was 8 hours.
No, I couldn't, even though I don't find tattoos painful. But obviously, I feel like if I was to get one on the spine, that would be painful. But I couldn't sit there for 8 hours and have that going on. 20
Yeah.
minutes max. After 25, I start to get a bit like, right, when is this over?
Oh gosh. Wow, that's funny. Okay.
Now the next question is, what do you love most about, well, that's my dog, and that was asked from Jill. So thanks, Jill, for asking that question. What do I love most about Relax My Dog? I think just the fact that we learn so much through doing it. Like, we do a lot of research. I'll help my friends out a lot if they've ever got a question about a dog, or even just like random facts. I'm like, did you know this? Or they're like, how do you even know that? I'm like, well, I do a podcast every week where we talk about these cool things. So I've got all these cool facts to share with you all. But I think it is. And the people as well. I feel like whenever we go out for Christmas do's, and obviously I only get to see me and Claire, only get to meet or see each other maybe like once a year, twice a year at a posh. But I think it's nice when we do things like that, and obviously everyone's really approachable, everyone's really friendly, really nice, so that's really good.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, I'm the same as you. I seem to have be like the fountain of knowledge of random dog facts. My dog
Yeah.
roll their eyes like, "Oh, did you know this about a Dalmatian?"
Yeah, which
which
is
I
pretty
do.
cool.
Yeah, because I'm not naturally a dog person, so I don't have a dog. I have had a dog, but it was a long time ago. But now I feel like I know loads about dogs, even though I don't have one. And it's kind of like I kind of feel like it's like a weird superpower. And like you say, maybe
Yeah.
got issues, someone's got a problem, mainly with cats actually, because obviously we do like videos and stuff for cats as well. But you know, my family members have come to me and say, "Oh, so my cat this," and I quite like being able to sort of help people out. And I'm less
Yeah.
sort of knowledgeable about dogs in like behavioural kinds of things because obviously I don't have a dog. But any random facts you want to know, come to me. I know loads of stuff. So I think that's what I like about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like sort of knowing a lot about dogs, especially because I just love animals. Like I just love pets. I love dogs. I love cats. I love chickens. The only thing I don't like is snakes. It's because I'm actually very, very afraid of them.
Really?
Yeah, massively phobic of snakes. I hate.
I would never have said that about you. I would have always
Yeah.
just said that, like, reptiles and things like that you'd be fine with. But I don't like snakes either, so I don't know why I'm acting like I would pet a snake, because I definitely wouldn't. But
Yeah,
yeah, I would never have said that.
I don't really like rats very much, but that's mainly because I've had bad experience with a rat once. So I'm like, no, I don't like rats. But snakes are the ones I'm phobic of. And rats, they're fine, but they're not my favorite.
Yeah.
This is from Pritch63. Is this your actual job? Yes, it is. This is actual part of our job. Obviously, this is a very small part of our professional life, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, we do this, and then we also do videos for sort of all of the umbrella companies across Music for Pets.
Yeah, I also do social media as well, so we're very ingrained in the company, aren't we? But this is just like a little extra thing that we do, which is kind of cool.
Yeah,
Like,
definitely.
I was on like the game show Pointless.
Yeah.
I told them, so that's what you do, and I said I was a cat vlogger because at the time I'd only worked with Relax My Cat, and I sort of went on Twitter because it aired about a year after we'd done it, and I went onto Twitter and I sort of like searched the hashtag pointless. And the same people like, that's not a real job. She's actually unemployed. She's just saying that. And I'm like, no, literally, that's my job. I think I get paid.
Really?
Taxes,
Oh my
you know.
God, as if.
I know. Oh, so yeah,
But you've got to think now, there's literally a job for everything. So I feel like even if someone, it sounds like a crazy job, like a pet vlogger. I don't even know what I'd class this job. Probably a pet vlogger, but I guess we do, now that we do podcasts as well, it's like what's the overall job role of us making the videos and the podcasts?
I tend to just say content creator.
Yeah, that is so true. I never thought of saying
Yeah,
it like that.
content
Yeah.
creator. It covers everything.
Yeah, that is true. Now then, last question is from Juliet Amber, and they ask, why are there ads in your YouTube videos?
I can answer this one very well, if you don't mind.
Yeah, you go for gold.
So I come across this comment so often when I do the social media, specifically on YouTube, that YouTube comments and stuff, there's so many people say like that putting ads in the videos is a money grab, and it's not. So I think we'd be called greedy. and that kind of thing. And it does rile me up. I'm really glad somebody asks this, but basically there are ads in our YouTube videos so that we can continue making and sharing our content for free. Like, if we didn't have any sort of money coming in, we wouldn't be able to make the content and we wouldn't be able to share it for free. So it's actually to sort of benefit everyone else that we have ads, and because we need ad revenue, we need to make money, because, well, we need to get paid. The people that make the music and do everything else, like, they work so hard, and they're such a great team. And but we can't do this for free. We've all got bills to pay and stuff. So that's why there's ads in the YouTube videos. And that's really, I mean, we do have a subscription service if you want to sign up and not have ads, but basically that's why their ads exist, so that people can share it for free, which is great, I think.
Yeah, you got to think about anything that you use will have some sort of ad on there, whether it's a website that'll have ads somewhere on that. Even like watching TV programs, obviously to watch TV, obviously you have like your TV license and things like that. But to watch ITV, you don't necessarily pay for that channel, but they do still have ads every 15 minutes on there. So it's the same thing as that, really, that you're getting some sort of entertainment, and there's going to be this sort of ad within that.
And so, think about it, because there's people behind the content, which and we're very passionate about what we do, so there we go. So those were some questions that you guys sent us for our 100th episode. Then this episode's going to be a bit longer than our usual ones. We usually do tend to about 15 minutes, 20 minutes, about 25 minutes. But I think you guys are going to really enjoy listening.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it as well. I think we should defo, and we're going to wait until our 200th episode to do the
Well,
next one.
we'll see if people enjoy this one. And if people enjoy this, we might maybe do like once a month or something, or once every couple of months we'll do a Q&A.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really fun. But no, I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed sort of for people to get to know us a little bit more. I think it's
Yeah,
really
definitely. Yeah, for sure.
happy 100th, Leah. Hooray.
Happy 100. We need to get like party hats and some sort of confetti things, or
mean,
even though you can't see us. But just
no.
imagine me and Claire both sat there with our party hats on and with big balloons behind us.
Yeah, we've got the streamers and everything. Matthew's got a little party hat on behind me.
Oh, imagine.
So thanks so much for those questions. Thank you for being with us for 100 episodes, and here's to the next 100.
Yeah, can't wait.
Yeah, see you on the next episode, guys. Bye.
Bye.